We are learning Maseches Bava Metzia Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. I'm beginning from a brand new Mishnah Daf Mem Beis. Talk to Mishnah. Mafkid Chovitz Eitzach Averoi. Someone deposits a chovitz of wine, let's say, by his friend. Lo yacht lo yvayelim lakim, and he did not tell the shomer where to put it. He didn't say, like, lend me that place in your house to put my barrel. He just said, here's my barrel, here's my chavis, and put it wherever you want in your house. You watch it for me. He didn't give him a makom to put it. The tiltla, and the shomer moved it around. The shtabra broke, so it depends. If it broke when it was in his hand, if he moved it for his own tzarech, then yechayiv. If he moved it for the tzarech of the barrel, you potter. But in Mishanicha, if you put it back in its place and then it broke, Nishbara, Bein Litzarcha, it doesn't make a difference why you moved it. Since you put it back, you're potter, because you put it back in its place. It's like a Chazara, and therefore if it broke, say if you moved it Litzarcha, for yourself, or Litzarcha, you're potter. But the Mishnah says, if Yichtulim HaBailim Makim, if the Bailim said, keep it in that place, the Tiltlani, the Tiltlani, the Nishbara, and it broke, Bein Mitech Yadoi, and even if you put it back in the same place, Pashas means in the same place, if he moved the Litzarach himself, Yechayev, Litzarach Potter, Litzarach itself, it's Chayev, Litzarach the barrel, you Potter. And we're not explaining really the difference between Yichad La Makim, or not Yichad La Makim, we haven't seen the Gemara. But we see in the Reisha, if you returned it, and then it broke, so you returned it. But in the Seifa, even though you returned it, if you took it for your own reason, then the halach is, you are chayiv already ba'intzim, even though you returned it. And that has to be explained, what the difference is between yichalei makam, lo yichalei makam. That discussion of HaGemara. Zog to Gemara. Ha'mani, who is our Mishnah like? Rabbi Shmali. Our Mishnah, starting with the Reish. So the Reish says, once I put it back, I'm potter from everything, it's a'inus, his guys, let's say it's a shem echinam, he's potter from ba'intzim, and he put it back in his place. Homani Rabbi Shmuel. He the Omar loy beinah das bailim. It means even though he picked it up and he moved it litzar chay for his own tzarech, but still since he put it back, he's potter. And according to Rabbi Shmuel, you don't need das bailim. You don't tell the bailim, I put it back. The time went to the brisa. Hagoyin of tlam and aedah. Someone still steals a sheep from the herd of cattle. Veselam and akis. So he took a coin out of the wallet. Put it back in the place where you stole it. The Rabbi Shmuel. It's even by a Geneva. He says it's enough to put it back. Rabbi Kiva Amar, no. Sorach das bailim. You need das bailim. It's not enough to just return it. If you don't tell the bailim, you chayiv b'chrayis if there's an oinus. Because once you pick it up, it goes into your shush until it's a yediyah. It's not a kol hashava. That's what Rabbi Kiva holds. Rabbi Shmuel holds it is kol hashava. So here. They know the weirds they have to watch it. He knows they have to watch it. Yeah, so what? Well, my there could be some say that Fidus Mandiyamar, once he's took it away, that calls Losh Mirasai, so then it's ready, he's not the Shemir anymore, he already took it away. So now it has to be a new Shemira. He has to give it back and a new Shemira. So, Akapanim, here, Lachari, we were saying, we're going to Rabbi Shmuel. And the Reish just says, I put it back in its place. It's good. So therefore, it's going according to Rabbi Shmuel. Yeah. But, yeah. So, Zok to Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel, my area, lo yichtu, if lo yichtu namis. What's that then? Why do they say lo yich and lo yimakam? Even if the yich and lo yimakam, same halacha, I return it to its place. What's the problem? Zok to Gemara, echrami. Lo yim boy yikama. Lo yim boy yichtu, idem kaimu. That's possible if you yach and a makam and I put it back in that place. So I put it back in its right place. El afil lo yichtu, the lav mekaimu is not really its specific place. Still, it's considered a chazara lebi'inon das ba'ilim. You don't need das ba'ilim. Break the Gemara, if that's the case, you're going to the Rishmal, in the Seifa. It says in the Seifa that yichud lo ba'ilim makam, yichtu lo ba'ilim makam, if the Ba'ilim said keep it right here, but tilt lo v'nishpura, and you metalflit, and it broke, be'im tech yodoi be'im shenichot, tzar choy chayav, tzar chabot, you would if you own good, the loch is, even if I put it back, yechayav. So, who's that going coin? L'chari, you put it back in its place. What's the problem? L'chari, you don't need Das Bailam. Also, no Rabbi Kiva, don't be in Das Bailam. You need Das Bailam. You Rabbi Kiva, then my year yichtu, if you're lo yichtu nami, even without yichud, it'd be the same halacha. It's lo yim boye kama. Lo yim boye lo yichtu. D'lav mekayim hu. That there will be chayiv, because it's not called a hashava without Das Bailam. El afil yichtu nami lim kayimah. even if you had it, you put it back in its right place because already it was yichud makom. Ela fil yichud nami the mekaymu bina das bialim. So that's on the race safe. It's also learned by but comes out. Reisha Rabbi Shmuel v'sefer Rabbi Kiva. It says in the reisha that you put it back, you potter. It says in the sefer if you put it back, you're not potter. And we're saying that the lo yichud lo yichud lav dafka. It's learned by yikama. But it comes out that the reisha and the sefer are two different man diomrim. So the Gemara, yes, you're right. In Don Rabbi Yechon, man the metargim li chavis, which this mishnah is called chavis, and Rabbi Yechon, famous memory, says the man the metargim li chavis, aliba dechat tana. If someone explains this mishnah of chavis according to one tana, mavelina mani v'asrei lebei mesusa, I will carry his clothing to the bathhouse. So a kaponim we have over here so far. Pshat our mishnah is going according to. Two man the Amram. The ratio is Rabbi Shmuel holds you don't need das bialim, and the sefer is according to Rabbi Kiva holds you need das bialim. So the Gemara doesn't say, but I can say I have three mahalchim. I learn our Mishnah. Tirgamar Rabbi Yaakov bar Avakah made the Rav should not law amnas the goyzlo. Rabbi Yaakov bar Avakah explains our Mishnah that we're talking about over here. You picked it up amnas the goyzlo. It wasn't stam. Just picking up to use it. You picked it up to steal it. If you picked it up to steal it, so then the halacha is that l'kuli alma, there you're going to need. There in the case you need a das bialim, you need a das bialim because there the we're going according to one man the alma. Let's say we're going according to Rabbi Shmuel. They don't need das bialim. Rabbi Shmuel agrees that if you picked it up, a masa goyzla. So then the halacha is. That you have to put it back in its right place. You have to pick it up, you have to put it back in its right place. So here, the safe is talking about a case where you didn't put it back in the right place. It was yichlein makom, and you didn't put it back in the right place. So therefore, the halacha is that you're chayiv no matter what, because it's a gzela. That's how Rabbi Yaakov learns the Mishnah. It's all like one tana, and it's two different reasons. Reisha, you put it back in its place, because every place is its place. So therefore, you don't need das bialim, and you put it back in its place. So therefore, you potter. By shaking the sefer with the zichle makom, the case will be, which tomorrow we'll say later on, in, after all three man the yomrim, that you didn't put it back in its right place. When it says shanicha, you didn't put it back in its right place. So here, by the gavi amnas legoizlo, he's in a hold that you need a good hashava. It's not a good for hashava koldu, and therefore, you are chayiv in such a case. That's how the first man the yomrim learns. That's one pshat. The other pshat is similar pshat. You picked it up in order to be shalech by yad. What's the difference to picking up the steel or picking up shalech by yad? Rashi learns, the nafkamin is that you pick it up, amanas shalech yad means I picked up in order to use part of it, take part of it. And that alone makes you chayiv in oinsim on the whole entire item. That's a chiddush of shlichus yad. Once you want to use part of it, you are chayiv on the whole entire thing. So basically, it's a very similar pshat. The first pshat is that he picked up onas goyzlo, and the second pshat is that he picked up onas zich bayad, and then we're going to Rabbi Shmuel, and you didn't put it back in its right place in the sefer. That's therefore your chayiv. Now, what's the machlokes between these two man diyamrim? Why one says onas goyzlo, and another one says onas l'shleich bayad? Ma'akem mifugi b'shlichas yad tzrich chesar man diyam legoyzlo. The one who says I picked up to steal it k'savar shlichas yad tzrich chesar. It's only called the shlichas yad. Shlichas yad means a shomer who uses the product. He becomes chayv and oinsim because he used it without permission. So this man diyam holds that the only time it's called shlichas yad, and that even though miksas is like kula, is only if you actually mechase something, you actually take something from it. Here you were mechase thing, you just moved it. So he holds shlichas yad tzrich chesar, and therefore the only way to learn the mishnah is by amnas the goyzla. And man the Omar le goyzla kasova shlichas yad man the Omar le goyzla shlichas yad chesar man the Omar shloach b'yah kasova shlichas yad ein tzrich chesar. There's not the chesar. Therefore we can learn a case of shlichas yad. Therefore we can learn a case of shlichas yad. So the Gemara right maskalor Sheshes doesn't like either pshat. You know why? Because midi not laktani, tilt laktani. Look at the Mishnah. It just says tiltla. He was not tiltla. It sounds like he moved from place to place. Here, either amnas legoizlo or amnas l'chayad is a lashon of notla. He took it to steal it. He took it to b'shtech yad. Tiltla sounds much more parav. So how can you say that's part of our Mishnah? Elam Rav Sheshes of Maaskinon going to tiltla lahavi alei goizlos. He wanted to use it to transport little birds. He didn't have a big bowl, he didn't have a big plate. He used the chavis to transfer his gozlis. So he used Yenna's chavis, the other person's chavis. It's a shoyol shlemidatz, because shavar, shoyol shlemidatz, gaznav. He didn't pick up to steal it. He was a shoyol shlemidatz. And shoyol shlemidatz, gaznav, that's what he is. So, and the other man holds, so we have three pshatim. Either Manasseh the Goyzla, or he picked it up, Manasseh the Yad, or he picked up to use for himself right now as a shoyl, which is called a gazdan. And now, after all three pshatim, we'll explain the Mishnah. The Kula Rabbi Shmuel, it's all Rabbi Shmuel, that you don't need das. So that's why a ratio is good. That's why if you put it back, you're potter. You put it back in a place where it's not as makom, because it says yichtloy makom. You put it back in a place where it's not as makom. Rabbi Yochanan, who's the one who says that the ratio of Rabbi Shmuel and Sefer Rabbi Kiva, and he couldn't think of such a pshat, is because he held hanicha b'mekayim mashma. When it says in the Sefer that bein mitach yada bein mishanicha, you still chayiv. Sounds like you put it back in its place. So obviously he doesn't like the pshat of shniach makom sheinu mekayma, and therefore he says the ratio is Rabbi Shmuel and Sefer Rabbi Kiva. And therefore he has to hold the two of him on the Amram. So here we have pshat in our Mishnah. We have basically, technically, four pshatim in the Mishnah. One pshat is ratio Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. If you need das bialim or not, the other three pshatim are that were bialim and Rabbi Shmuel. You don't need das bialim. The Sefer you didn't put it back in its place. I why you chayiv because you picked it up either Manasseh Goyzlo or Manasseh Vayad or Shaul Shlomidas, all those cases make you chayiv ma'intzim until you return it, and you didn't return it. Therefore, you are chayiv.